Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Finally today, I want to remember Dame Maggie Smith. I was on an aeroplane yesterday when the phone buzzed with a news alert announcing her death at the age of 89. Dame Maggie Smith, star of Harry Potter and Downton Abbey, it called her. Minutes later, the New York Times put out a text claiming that Downton Abbey made her a megastar. Well, yes, there is no question that her portrayals of Professor Minerva McGonagall and the Dowager Countess were magnificent, and that younger generations will best remember her for both of them. And yet the marvel of Maggie Smith was that for so very long, she was so much more.
I am a teacher. I am a teacher first, last, always. Do you imagine that for one instant I will let that be taken from me without a fight? I have dedicated, sacrificed my life to this profession. And I will not stand by like an inky little slacker and watch you rob me of it.
The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, released in 1969, was the film that really catapulted her to stardom and won her an Oscar, the first of two. 7 years earlier, she had been invited to join the National Theatre before it truly even launched, Laurence Olivier turning to her as he was putting the project together. She played Desdemona opposite Olivier's legendary Othello 2 years later. Throughout her career, she won five BAFTAs for her work on the big screen, two Oscars, three Golden Globes, a Tony Award, and five Screen Actors Guild Awards. And appearing at the British Film Institute 7 years ago, she couldn't entirely explain how the acting bug had first bitten her.
It's a very peculiar thing because I didn't go to the theatre. I wasn't aware of it at all as a child. I can only think that it started at school with the English teacher I had, who encouraged me because I was so fascinated by we only read Shakespeare obviously at school, but it was really down to her.
The playwright Peter Schaffer, back in 1987, wrote the satire Lettuce and Lovage specifically for her. She took on numerous roles created by Alan Bennett, joined a veritable cast of brilliance in the Marigold Hotel films. She starred in Travels with My Aunt, A Room with a View, Gosford Park. The list goes on and on. Every single one of her performances pitch perfect. Downton Abbey and Harry Potter, she loved them, but never sounded especially excited by them, though she was chuffed when young fans of Hogwarts recognised her as she did the shopping in her local supermarket. And that, I think, is one of the reasons we all treasure Maggie Smith so much, because of something she didn't do. She never embraced being a megastar. Not for her, the relocation to Hollywood, the permanent embrace of its red carpet, the absurdity of the Los Angeles lifestyle and the celebrity that over time strips any actor's ability to portray real life because they reside in a bubble that separates them from it. A megastar could not have portrayed the lady in the van or agonized as Maggie Smith did over the way her life was changed by Downton Abbey.
It's ridiculous. I led a perfectly normal life until Downton Abbey. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, I'd go to theatres, I'd go to galleries and things like that on my own, and now I can't. And that's, you know, awful. It's truly television. Mm. I mean, I've been working around for a very long time before Downton Abbey. And, you know, life was fine. Nobody knew who the hell I was. And now it has changed.
Maggie Smith worked her craft every day of her performing life, and then she went home, shopped at Waitrose, turned up for the odd chat show, and, in public at least, underplayed her unique talents rather than deploying the megaphone that is so eagerly brandished by mega stars with less talent than she had in a single toenail. If you fancy watching a truly great film in which she appears as herself, fire up a streaming service this weekend and look for Tea with the Dames. It's the most wonderful fly-on-the-wall documentary, starring the four patron saints of damehood, Judi Dench, Eileen Atkins, Joan Plowright, and the eternal Maggie Smith. Tea with the Dames. Like Maggie Smith herself, it is sublime.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.